Blog Talk Radio.
Let me turn the radio on and set the mood.
Are you kidding me? You're going to come on the air and tell me he did not do good? He scored 4 touchdowns. His quarterback threw for 467 yards. What more do you want?
What a couch. What is this, velvet?
The man has a natural need to party.
Yeah, you want to talk about a crazy game? I mean, a game that was back and forth entirely the whole time, and then to have that fourth quarter comeback like that with 2 onside kick and still blow it with only 19 seconds left. I swear, though, if I could have had maybe 50 seconds left, the game might have been a little different.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'd be doing better if I had a Royale with cheese in my hand.
And the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles couldn't block a wet paper bag if it was just in front of them. So, you know, I think he get lucky when he plays. I played him, I shut him down. I'm always going to shut him down in the playoffs.
And, you know, I should pay attention to the stuff that you actually write. And over the last 2 seasons, you've actually helped me out a lot.
Me as a firm believer from being from the Midwest myself and a couple other fellow leaguers, you know, in December, we don't have 15 miles per hour wind.
Long time I make my decision. That music is my religion.
How are we all doing tonight on this wintry night here over in Baltimore, Maryland? Welcome to another edition of Out of Bounds Sports Talk with No Filter. Damn right. I'm your football host, Sparky. So sit back, relax, and buckle up your seatbelt, gentlemen, and enjoy the ride. If you didn't already know, phone lines are open, 914-338-1601. If you guys have not already heard the sister station, The Extra Point, talking last week about the Detroit Lions winning their first Super Bowl ever in the OBAFL, remember to go check it out. If you haven't already, over at obanationfootball.com, or you can check it out on our Twitter page, OBA_football. And again, phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen, 914-338-1601. Well, guys, it's that time again. Woo! That's right. Another season of football, baby. It's time for season 26, week 1 to kick off. First, let's just go ahead and give a huge applause, first and foremost, to the newest coaches of the OBFL. These teams have signed some of the hottest coaches coming out of college on the free agent coach list. The Browns, the Chargers, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Colts, the Niners have gotten some new blood into their system. I'm hoping it works out for these guys. We had to let go of some people in the league that were just not good. The commish and some other people just came down and says, hit the door. So goodbye, Senorita. Have a good one. Don't ever come back. I'm excited to see these teams in action that we just got. I'm hoping most of all, I can't wait to actually watch them compete on some of the OBAFL Twitch stations. It should be very interesting. But again, if you guys have not already, phone lines are open, 914-338-1601. And again, it's great to be back. I know a lot of you guys have been asking for the radio show to come back. Here we are. Not expecting very many people tonight, but however, though, I know once you guys listen to the station, listen to it a little bit more, you guys will be a little bit more hooked like some of our old school guys. When we come back, though, we are going to go over a couple exciting things, mainly game of the week. I'm going to take some questions that we got emailed to us today. And we're also going to talk a little bit, if we have time, just pretty much some questions and some text, some draft news, and maybe possibly recap some of the big splashes of free agency. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football.
4 minutes.
You were born with the one skill every manager needs to play fantasy football. absolutely no skill playing real football.
Not so good at catching.
Imaginary catches. Imaginary touchdowns. Next up, an imaginary score with an imaginary woman.
Good imagination.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the sidelines. You may come in dead last, but you're always first with us.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Those commercials never, never get old. Welcome back to Out of Bounds Radio here on OBA Nation Network. And again, if you guys are just now tuning in, my name is Sparky. So before we went to commercial break, we were pretty much getting ready to go into about the game of the week. So let's get started. I'm excited to talk about the game of the week mainly for week one because, okay, let's face it, it's the Packers versus the Cardinals, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Packers are going to fly south down to the Cardinals in Arizona for a primetime Monday night game. This is going to be interesting. And the reason I say that is I picked this game for two reasons. One, Aaron Rodgers is looking to discount and double check all over the Cardinals. However, Arizona, in my mind, has the best defense coming into the season. Yeah, I know. A lot of you guys are like, no, what the hell are you talking about? You're full of shit. Now, hear me out. Arizona's defense was one of the top stout defenses last year. On top of that, you have to think about it. They made it deep into the playoffs. They actually lost to the Super Bowl champions in the championship round. On top of that, they actually went huge in the draft this year in defense. So their defense was already stellar last year. They've added some extra pieces. Now, I feel that this defense for the Cardinals alone has Super Bowl potential written all over it, barring injuries, of course. And yes, you can quote me on that. Super Bowl potential. The Packers, okay, on their side, selected a great young talent wideout. This could be what Rodgers needs in order to ignite the offense back into a well-oiled machine. But again, that's just my two cents. We're going to have to find out when this game is played and televised on OBFL Network Twitch. So definitely look for that game. We're going to go ahead and take some questions that we got right now. But let me ask you a couple guys out there that are listening right now here on the Out of Bounds show. I'm curious to get your all's take on who you think out there, OBA Nation fans, are your top five teams going into the season. So let's take some callers and get some of these people, and let's see who you think your top five teams are. Caller, you're on the air. Who are your top five teams in the season right now?
All right. This is Wade Goat. First off, I like to say, my top five teams are number five, CJ. I know last year, you know, he played here and there, you know, he couldn't make it some games, he could some games. But I think this year, you know, if he stays, you know, if he plays the whole year, I think he can make some noise. Number four,
okay.
I got Roughway.
Roughway, okay, the Ravens. I got you, got you.
Yeah, last year, I know he had one of the better defenses in the league, especially his run defense. Pass defense wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see if he made any improvements on the pass defense, so I'm glad to see that. This is a tough one. I like to say the Eagles. As much as it hurt me,
okay,
I had to trade away a Jai. I didn't want to do it, but, you know, I had to. I want to see what he can do with them. You know, they got a good team already, defense and offensive-wise, and Jai made them better. So, see what that
no
does.
Doubt.
Number two. I gotta say the 49ers. I know he's new to the league, but you know, he got some key rookies over there in the draft. They look real good.
No doubt on that. No doubt.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he does, and we'll see how that goes. And number one, the defending champs, the Lions. He already had a good team. He made it better over the draft. and just see if he can repeat, see if he can do it again.
No doubt, no doubt, man. But, I mean, what do you think about the Patriots, though? They lost Tom Brady. Tom Brady's retired. Garoppolo got traded to the 49ers for a second-round draft pick. Are the Patriots' defense going to have to really step it up this year because of Brady's loss no longer being there?
Yeah, I think so. They're going to have to really step it up. I don't know who he has at quarterback right now. I don't think he was there for the draft at all. So, let's see how that goes. I look forward to playing him if he doesn't know who his quarterback is. So.
yeah, I mean, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about your Dolphins this year? I know you're a huge Dolphins fan there, Wade. I mean, what do you think your team's going to do this year?
You know, we made some key moves over here. You know, had to get rid of Ajayi. He got drafted a good running back first round. Superstar, actually.
Nice.
We'll see how that pans out. And last year, Jakeem Grant, 97-speed wide receiver. He had 40,000 at speed, 30,000, something like that. He was a 62 overall. I put him up to 74, 75. I got him to start in the slot over Kenny Stills, so we'll see how that goes.
There you go. I mean, your team looks pretty stout this year.
Yeah, I also got T.J. McDonald starting at strong safety. Free safety, Rashad Jones playing free safety. So see how that goes.
See, I'm thinking right now with your team, where you're at set up right now, Tom Brady is no longer with the Patriots. You were pretty much giving a lot of teams in your division last year a lot of fight. You know what I mean? Like, there were a couple times to where your team was into the game and then somehow they just kind of went away from what was working. But now that you have less pressure on the Dolphins now because Brady's not there, and I keep on saying Brady because Brady is that team. Brady's what makes the Patriots who they've been. Now they've lost that identity. So now I think that puts the Dolphins now in chance to actually go above and now possibly take that number one seed in the division.
Mm-hmm. I like to think myself last year, I think it was the last game of the year I played Pay Your Bills. I think I gave him a hard game, too. Supposed to be playing here in like 10 minutes. Me and him supposed to be playing first game of the season. But we'll see how that goes. But I think I put up a good fight last year against him. So. If y'all want to tune in and watch, supposed to be playing in within 10 minutes if y'all want to watch. So.
All right. Well, I'll make sure to go ahead and let everyone see. If you guys are all listening out there, which I know there is a lot of people that are listening, might not be calling up, but I know they are listening because I can see it. Definitely check out their game being played tonight. So it should be really interesting. Dolphins and Bills should be a wild division game. What do you think about this Green Bay Arizona game of the week that we got coming up? How do you feel about that?
I didn't really watch both teams play. I don't know what to expect. If I had to pick who would win, I have to say Arizona.
Arizona.
I know Aaron Rodgers is getting up there in age, and Arizona. You know they have all those key players over there. I think
no
I don't know how bad Green Bay is struggling at running back. I know Ty Montgomery's a good running back, but he's no Derrick Johnson. So. See how that goes. I mean, David Johnson, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, the OBFL analysis people right now are picking actually the Cardinals by. They got Trent, Steve, Stewart, Dick, Keyshawn, Chris, TJ, and Boomer. Out of all those guys, man, I'm talking about five guys are picking the Cardinals and only three voted for the Packers. So we're going to see how this slides. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, no doubt Aaron Rodgers is great. I mean, last year, coach, you know, from the Green Bay, Corey had to step down for some personal reasons. But he seems to be back and ready to go. But this Cardinals defense, it's nasty. I think it's almost as nasty as the Baltimore Ravens defense over in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully, I look forward to playing Corey this year. If he's on my schedule, I don't think so, but I'll see. Oh, I think you're on my schedule also. I'm not sure, but I'm looking forward to playing everybody this year.
Yeah, it should be fun, man. I mean, I think the best part about, you know, the OBFL and just playing in the league in general is the guys that interact and stuff like that enjoy building their teams up, you know what I mean? Like the draft, they get to go out and do the bidding with the free agency. So it gives them more that customization to kind of bring things alive and tune their cars or their teams the way they want, you know, to engineer them in the direction they want, which is really cool. So I appreciate you for calling up, Wade. We got some extra calls. We're going to get on here real quick, man. But again, thanks again for calling up, bud. All right. So before we get to our next caller real quick, let's go ahead and see what else we got going on. What teams do you feel, ladies and gentlemen, what team has the most upside in the league right now? And again, no games have been played. But if you had to go ahead and shake your magic eight ball, what team would have the most upside and why? Think about that real quick and give us a quick call up right now. 914-338-1601. Next caller, you're on the air. There's a horn. Sounds like someone's at Burger King.
Hello?
How you doing?
You hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. We heard someone beeping in the background.
All right, so it is me. Hey, what's up? On the line, Clint Eastwood. You already know?
We know who you are. You're the Super Bowl champ.
Yes, I am.
Very, very cool, man. How you feeling? Sounds like it, man. I mean, you know, you come back into the league, you take control of the Lions, you get to the Super Bowl. You kind of called it at the beginning of the season that you were going to go into the Super Bowl. You did. You came out winner. You put the Bills to shame pretty much. The Bills have a great run defense, but they didn't have it against you. And you seem to bring a lot of pressure in your Super Bowl appearance for the first time with the Lions.
Yep.
And you guys were just swarming.
I was actually very surprised. I wouldn't lie. I really thought the Bills was going to give me a nice game, but kind of went in there like it was like a regular season game. Kind of like.
Yeah, I mean, it's how you got to do it, man. You can't let the expectations get to you, you know? You got to go into every game like it's the first one.
That's true.
So tell me, man, other than being a Super Bowl champ in the OBFL, how's your team doing, man? Are people beeping behind you because you're at Burger King getting your team some cheeseburgers, or what's going on?
I'm actually at a restaurant right now, but I just went outside for a quick second to listen to the radio. Like, why not?
Oh,
and
very cool.
Also, to answer your question, who has the biggest upside going into the season? I would have to say it's my team. I'm not trying to say it just because, like, me and stuff, and you know how cocky I am, but after getting Malcolm Butler 95, that just made my team, like, a whole lot better. And I know I'm already a Super Bowl champ, and I'm this good. And just getting Malcolm Butler is just a bigger, like, I don't know how to say it, but it's making me more stronger, I could say.
Oh, it should, because you have Darius Slay on the one side, and now you've got Butler on the other. So now you've got two shutdown corners with speed. This could possibly cause problems for a lot of people going forward against you.
Yeah, I'm looking for more turnovers. That's what I'm looking for. That's one of my good, like, my best traits, defense.
I mean, now you did pay. Let me bring up some stats, though. I know you and your front office said, hey, we just won the Super Bowl. We're going to have to pay some of our Super Bowl guys that might want to leave. You guys went out and signed Butler to a 3-year, $88.3 million contract, man. Now, granted, he's 28 years old, but he's got an overall of 95.
Oh, that's what you got to do. $95 million. You got to pay the big players big money. That's what you got to do. Oh, yeah,
no doubt, man. He's definitely a huge addition, you know, and with the injuries being turned up this year, you know, it's going to be crazy. I'm definitely excited to see what your team can do this year. I mean, you guys are the defending champs, so it's going to be very fun to watch you guys defend for this championship. But, you know, most of all, man, I'm going to let you go eat because it sounds like you're definitely hungry. I can hear your stomach growling through the phone. But you go eat, man. And like I said, as you already know, the season started. But most of all, man, Coach Eastwood, you know, congratulations to getting on your Super Bowl win, and most of all, good luck to you this season.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy, you have a good one, man.
One more thing.
Sure thing, bud.
One Super Bowl.
What you got, bud?
Leads to many Super Bowls. That's all I gotta say.
Are you calling the word dynasty?
That's what I am. Tom Brady. What Tom Brady do?
Tom Brady dynasty.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
I got you. All right, man. Well, I wish you the best of luck, man. I hope to see that.
Have a good night.
You too, bud. Thanks for calling out, man. Enjoy your food, bud. All right. That was Coach Eastwood of the Detroit Lions. That's right. Super Bowl champion of the OBFL. So he's going to have to defend his title this year. He did come out and say he's a little cocky. Hey, but you know what? Got to give credit where credit's due. He called it. He says, I'm going to win the Super Bowl. Now, granted, I will say this. His division was very weak this past season, and, you know, no slight to him for the hard work that he put in as coach of the Detroit Lions. But, however, though, his division rival, the Packers, did not have their coach to go ahead and have their team in the right direction. So we're going to see if the Lions can hold true and stay strong as a pack leading forward to try to get back to another Super Bowl. All right, so now that we've gotten some phone calls in, let's go over to a couple extra things real quick. Let's see what we got here. Oh, looks like we got a text over here at our text station. Let's check out and see where this text is coming from. Hey, Sparky, I'm Roger from Texas. I'm a huge football fan in general. What will teams do differently this year in order to keep up with the reigning bold Lions? Well, Roger, if you're over in Texas and you're listening to me, this is what I have to tell you. Right now, the Lions are definitely really good. Their offense is really deadly. Their defense is even better now with Malcolm Butler after an $88.3 million contract. However, though, Roger, I would say for any team that's got to face the Super Bowl champions, run the rock. That's right. The Lions gave up very big gashes of yard last year rushing. And it seems like a lot of teams that did get stopped early went away from the run instead of sticking with it. The teams that did stick with the run were the ones that gave that team the most problems when it came to the Lions losing. So, again, my two cents from watching most of all the OBFL games last year played of all the teams, I would say probably the run defense. If you stick with the run against the Lions, you got a good chance. But, again, now he's got some shutdown corners on both sides. Could make it a little bit more harder, but again, only time will tell. And again, some hot draft news, ladies and gentlemen. So the buzz around the league is who will be the best rookie this season. We just heard Mr. Wade Goat of the Dolphins pretty much got a superstar of a running back in the first round. Could his running back be one of the top guys as rookie of the year? But I'm going to tell you who I'm going to pick. And a lot of you guys, you'd be like, well, of course you're going to pick him. He was the first-round pick of the draft. Okay, well, the 49ers selected with their first-round pick overall in the draft, cornerback G.J. Hopkins. Okay, this guy is not just pure instinctual. He has great coverage skills. Now, granted, there are a couple areas that he needs to work in. I've watched him a little bit in training camp over the past couple months from mini camp up to, you know, training camp, up now getting ready to preseason games, to now getting ready to play in the week one. This guy's the real deal. This guy reminds me of a mix between Darrell Revis Young mixed with a little of Champ Bailey. And some people are probably like, well, how can that be? He has the instincts of Champ Bailey, but also has the drive of Darrell Revis as a younger age. Hopefully that drive will kick into show me the money when his contract is due. But again, who knows? But DJ Hopkins is definitely one of my picks right now. If I had to say exactly one player, DJ Hopkins, hands down 49ers. Now the 49ers had a hell of a draft. I think, honestly, the 49ers had the best draft. Now, granted, they had probably some of the best draft pick selections of placement of in the draft. But, again, they were smart with their picks. They went for needs, and they did a hell of a job. So I cannot wait to see the 49ers in action. And granted, they're going to probably have a tough season because there are still some holes they have to fill. But if they can do pretty much decent this year, next year they can get a little bit of extra help in the free agency bidding and one extra draft. I'd say next year, watch out, ladies and gentlemen. The 49ers might be giving that NFC West some problems. All right, let's go ahead and jump into some recap splashes of free agency in case you guys didn't catch the show from last week that I was talking about with the extra point. And again, if you have not checked out the extra point, go check it out over at obanationfootball.com. Great show. The DJ there, or as the host is, his name is Jock Strapp. Really cool guy. A little weird in some ways, but definitely a really cool guy. So go check it out if you haven't already. Or you can check it out on our Twitter page, OBA_football. All right, so let's get back to the big splashes so I don't get too far off of the subject. All right, so again, we already went over the Lions, signed Malcolm Butler to a 3-year, $88.3 million. It's a hell of a price. A lot of people were going after him, but the Lions came out top. The Ravens signed Larry Fitzgerald. Now, a lot of you guys' mouth probably just dropped and hit the floor and then just punched right back. I don't know why the Cardinals let Larry Fitzgerald go. Maybe they want to go younger. Maybe Fitzgerald was asking for too much money. But the Ravens picked up Larry Fitzgerald for 2 years, $19.8 million. Not too bad. Oh, he's an overall 90. Did I mention that? My bad. So the Cardinals went ahead and went out and got Sheldon Richardson. Like I told you, they didn't only go defense in the draft. They went defense this year in the offseason. This team is going to be sick, I'm telling you. Sheldon Richardson, 5-year, $79.8 million contract, overall 88. The guy didn't work out great with the Jets at all. But now he's with, of course, the Cardinals. He's going to be a great defensive tackle. He's only 27, so the guy's got a lot of promise still. I think he's coming into the prime of his career, but we'll see. The Panthers, on the other hand, got Matt Paradis as an offensive lineman center. $47.7 million. He's only 28. He's got a great overall of 87. This guy's a full package when it comes to an offensive lineman. So Packers want to give Cam Newton some extra time instead of having to go ahead and run outside the pocket and scramble. Give him some chance to make some plays down the field. The guy's got an arm over there as Cam Newton. Why not wing it if you can't, right? So, but again, that's just me. Now, on the Redskins side, they signed Robinson, which the Jaguars let go. They got him to a 4-year, $36.6 million contract. Guy's only 25. Now, if you guys remember, the Redskins, before the draft happened, they traded Terrell Pryor to the Raiders for the Raiders' first-round draft pick. And because they sent Pryor, the Redskins also sent their second-round pick as well. So huge pickup for both the Raiders and the Redskins in order to get pieces they really needed. The Jaguars, they already got a stud. If you guys didn't check, they got a stud, one hell of a quarterback in the draft. They picked up Robert Griffin III as, I guess, not camp fodder, security blanket, I don't know. It's RG&E. You know, he was with the Redskins, did great his first year, and after that, he just wasn't the same. So he signed a 2-year, $9 million deal. Sam Bradford got signed by the Ravens for, I don't even know what, why, $41.9 million. I guess the Ravens are trying to go in the cap hell. He's got an overall 85, but, you know, Joe Flacco or Joe Unibrow Flacco, sometimes this isn't always great. So maybe there's controversy over there in Raven Nation. I don't know. But, ladies and gentlemen, we only have 32 seconds, so I want you guys to do me a favor. Come up next week to me and let me know what team you feel has to prove the most in the league in your mind this season. What team has the most to prove in the league this year in your mind? I know most of you guys are saying Lions, but come on, we can do better than this. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to Out of Bounds Radio, where we have no filter, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. See you guys next time.
Let me turn the radio on and set the mood.
Are you kidding me? You're going to come on the air and tell me he did not do good? He scored 4 touchdowns. His quarterback threw for 467 yards. What more do you want?
What a couch. What is this, velvet?
The man has a natural need to party.
Yeah, you want to talk about a crazy game. I mean, a game that was back and forth entirely the whole time, and then to have that fourth quarter comeback like that with two onside kicks and still blow it with only 19 seconds left. I swear, though, if I could have had maybe 50 seconds left, the game might have been a little different.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'd be doing better if I had a Royale with cheese in my hand.
And the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles couldn't block a wet paper bag if it was just in front of them. So, you know, I think he get lucky when he plays. I played him, I shut him down. I'm always going to shut him down in the playoffs.
And, you know, I should pay attention to the stuff that you actually write. And over the last two seasons, you've actually helped me out a lot.
Me as a firm believer from being from the Midwest myself and a couple other fellow leaguers, you know, in December, we don't have 15 miles per hour wind.
Long time I make my decision. That music is my religion.